The exercise that follows is to help develop a sense of compassion for yourself, and it involves using your imagination. Now, some people imagine with very vivid, colorful pictures like those on a TV screen, but others imagine with vague, fuzzy, unclear pictures, and still others imagine without using any pictures at all. They imagine using words and ideas instead. So, however you imagine is absolutely fine. I invite you now to find a comfortable position and close your eyes or fix them on a spot. Make sure that you're seated comfortably or lying comfortably in loose clothes and that there are no distractions. Take a few slow, deep breaths, pushing all the air out of your lungs, emptying them completely, and then just allowing them to fill all by themselves. Notice your breath with an attitude of openness and curiosity. Now, imagine yourself getting into a time machine of some sort. I'm not going to try and describe it to you. It's your imagination. You may not be able to see it clearly. All that matters is you get a sense that you are getting into some form of time machine. And once inside that machine, you travel back in time to visit yourself as a young child. Visit this child at some point in their life when they are in a lot of pain, immediately after some distressing childhood event. If a whole bunch of different events spring to mind, just pick one. Pick one that stands out, a time in your childhood where you were in a lot of pain, and take the time machine back to that point. Now, step out of the time machine and make contact with this younger you, this childhood version of you. And take a good look at this young child, this little boy or girl, and get a sense of what he or she is going through. What does this child look like? What clothes is he or she wearing? What is the expression on his or her face? Is this child crying? Is this child angry or frightened? Does this child feel guilty or ashamed? Take a moment to consider, what does this child really need? Does this child need love, kindness, understanding, forgiveness, nurturing, or acceptance? In a kind, calm, and gentle voice, tell this younger you that you know what just happened. You know what this child has been through. You know how much this child is hurting. Tell this child that he or she doesn't need anyone else to validate that experience, because you know how much it hurt. Also tell this child that he or she survived the experience, and it is now a painful memory in the distant past. Tell this child that you are here, that you know how much it hurts, and you want to help in any way you can. Ask this child if there is anything that he or she needs or wants from you, and whatever the child asks for, make sure you give it. So if this child asks you to take him somewhere special, go ahead and do it. If she asks for a hug or a kiss or words of kindness or a gift of some sort, then give it. This is an exercise in imagination, so you can give this child anything he or she wants. And if this younger you doesn't know what he wants, or if she doesn't trust you, then let the child know that's absolutely fine. You are here for support, and you will always be here to do whatever you can to help. Tell this child that you are here, that you care, and that you are going to help him or her recover. That you are going to help not only to recover from this pain, but to go on and lead a rich, full, and meaningful life. Continue to radiate caring and kindness towards this younger version of you in any way you can think of, through words, gestures, or deeds. Remember, it's your imagination. You can do whatever you like. Anything that somehow shows this younger version of you that you care. Once you have a sense that this younger version of you has accepted your caring and kindness, let her be and bring awareness to your breathing. Take a moment now to say farewell to this childhood version of yourself. And if the child was on this occasion unable to accept any love or care from you, let the child know that's okay. It's absolutely fine. You'll come back and visit again. Let him or her know that you are always here, always available, and you will repeatedly come back to visit and give this younger you whatever it is that they need. Now bringing your awareness back to your breathing, with an attitude of openness and curiosity, really notice the breath flowing in and out of your body. Following the breath as it flows in and out. And now opening your eyes and ears and connecting with the room around you, reaching out with all your five senses to engage fully in the world around you. Perhaps also having a stretch, feeling your body stretching, coming back into your body and back into the world, and taking this sense of engagement out into your day.